Hello, I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchSMB.com. Business intelligence tools are hardly new to small and medium-sized businesses. However, SMBs do seem to be going after a more sophisticated BI, and experts have familiar caveats for SMBs looking for a BI makeover. David Loschen, president of consulting firm Knowledge Integrity in Silver Spring, Maryland, suggests SMBs start small when it comes to BI, which isn't such a tall order these days. Gone are the days when one needs wads of cash and a big staff to build a BI program. Loschen credits downloadable open source tools and the inclusion of BI capabilities into mainstream productivity suites for making BI more available to the masses. But there's been another BI boom going on at the same time. Big vendors such as Ottawa, Ontario-based Cognos and Business Objectives of France are now trying to woo SMBs. It's a blessing and a curse, according to Boris Evelson, an analyst at Forrester Research. There are more choices, but the selection process is much more complex, he said. SMBs might have more than 100 vendors to choose from, about 10 times the number that large enterprises have. All vendors, big and small, see SMBs' need for better BI. Globalization and the complex business-to-business relationships and competition that come with it mean SMBs are looking for more sophisticated tools to give them an edge. So with such an overwhelming set of choices, what should an SMB CIO or IT manager keep in mind before embarking on a BI adventure? Here are a few suggestions. Think about business objectives. Loschen suggests educating representatives from the business side about benefits of BI beforehand. He also recommends forming a data governance organization sponsored by a C-level business executive that gets feedback from all major divisions and departments. And don't forget about the future. Evelson suggests making the BI vendor will continue to customize its packaging and tools and other growth options in the years to come. Oracle Corporation has publicly called out German rival SAP as a thief, reports senior news writer Linda Tucci. In a lawsuit filed in U.S. Federal District Court in the Northern District of California on March 22nd and posted on its company website in English and in German, Oracle accuses SAP and its TomorrowNow subsidiary of engaging in systematic illegal access to Oracle's computerized customer support systems. The suit claims SAP used the passwords of former or soon-to-be-former Oracle customers to download information outside the purview of what the customer had licensed. Oracle's no-holds-barred legal action against SAP may turn out to be a case about corporate theft on a grand scale, as the lawsuit states. The claims are very serious, according to attorney Eric Phelps. SAP has vowed to aggressively defend itself against the claims made by Oracle in the lawsuit, and it should be interesting to see its response, according to Phelps, who is not affiliated with the case. But for CIOs, the 43-page complaint by the leading developer of database and application software against the largest German software company should read more like a cautionary tale. TomorrowNow, acquired by SAP in January 2005, provides third-party support for PeopleSoft, JD Edwards & Company, and Siebel Systems, all of which are owned by Oracle. For companies that are phasing out one system for another rival system, the message in the Oracle suit is use care, Phelps said. Be mindful of how you're going about transitioning from one provider to a competitor. Know what your obligations are with the technical materials of the company you're leaving and the one you're going to, because those are always governed by non-disclosure restrictions, things that you're not supposed to be sharing with third parties. He points to paragraph 6 of the Oracle complaint, which alleges a user on an SAP TomorrowNow computer signed in as Oracle customer Honeywell International. The lawsuit states the user signed in to access Oracle's support system and copied literally thousands of Oracle software and support materials in virtually every product library and every line of business. When contacted, SAP spokesman Steve Bauer said in an email, SAP wants to make it clear to our customers, prospects, investors, employees, and partners that SAP will aggressively defend against the claims made by Oracle in the lawsuit. SAP will remain focused on delivering products and services, including those for TomorrowNow, that ensure success for our customers. Regulatory compliance and the rise in data breaches have made security awareness training a necessary program for companies. There are two things an SMB should keep in mind for its security awareness program, according to contributing writer Joel Dubin. First, it should teach a consistent security message to the entire company. SMBs are too small to have multiple training programs with different slants, and it should be managed by the IT department. And second, remember that most of computer users aren't technical. Keep it simple and relevant to everyday users. No matter what the focus, the following are the bare minimum that should be in any program. Employees should be taught about the safe handling of user IDs and passwords. Some examples include how to pick a strong password, not writing down passwords or putting them on sticky notes attached to monitors, and not sharing them with anybody, including the help desk. Users need to be taught to be wary of email attachments, particularly if from an unknown sender. teach users how such attachments could contain viruses, trojans, or other malware that could harm the company. Also, users need to be aware of company policies about safe web browsing and acceptable internet usage, web access from the office is for business purposes only. Pornography and gambling sites, besides opening the company to legal liability, are vectors for malware. This needs to be explained to the employees in terms they understand. Finally, teach road warriors who live on their laptops and other mobile devices how to keep their machines from being stolen when they travel. Teach them to be careful when logging in at airports and other public places to prevent shoulder surfers from stealing their user IDs and passwords. Also this week, be sure to check out our IT management guide on networking for SMBs. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on searchsmb.com. I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and thanks for listening.